Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's not like at a negotiation you can just take on yourself.
Okay, I'm going to revisit my conversation with Meg Hansen. She's the author of the book Psychic Archaeology in New York. That was the most recent interview. This is a piece of that interview where she talks about language and communicating with an ET. How do we communicate? Well, she says it's complicated. I'll let her explain.
Why would they just negotiate with one country? You know, why would the United States
have...
Oh,
they're not.
That's where it comes into being hard to fathom that they're talking to all these various governments and trying to negotiate.
There are very few people in the world who would be able to do it. I don't know that all the other countries are represented simply because they don't have anybody. That's how fast it is. And you have to get the idea that not only do you have to be trusted by the president and on the same page as the president on every single issue and really believe it, because mm-hmm. otherwise they'll know. Again, they're reading your mind faster than your thoughts can come into your head. It's not for the faint of heart, but it's also, there's almost nobody on the planet who can be recruited to do it. There's very few people. So mm-hmm. it's not like, you know, so I wouldn't worry. If I were them, I would not be so concerned about that, because it's not like there's a pool of people to pull from, or they would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I think China's probably in league. I do think just because of their own abilities that they have developed for centuries would put them in league with being able to be telepathic.
They come at it from a different way. They're not fast enough either. All I can say is they are clearly millions of years ahead of us, the ETs.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even if you're hybrid, you're still not going to be close. So you've got to be ready to keep trying to slow it down so you don't miss it. My biggest fear was missing something or asking too many times for things to be repeated. Because in our world, that sounds unprofessional. Like if we were in a conversation in a meeting room and we were talking about something and I kept asking you to repeat your last sentence 40 times, you'd be like, oh my goodness, Meg.
For when I channel, the thing that I worried about was not getting everything down and not typing fast enough, which I couldn't. And what I was told was type what you can and relax. Don't rush it. Just allow it. You'll get what you need. And don't fixate on being perfect. Get it down, whatever you can, and then go back later and connect the dots in the follow-up.
Yeah, and that's how I teach automatic writing, too, because people automatically get downloads that they can't write fast enough.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's the biggest common complaint, is you can't write fast enough. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with a government negotiation with ETs, you have to get it right. And you have to know every word that, or every image, every transmission of telepathy. You have to understand everything. And you can't miss one thing.
That makes
sense.
Because
it could be the most critical thing that could kill us all. Unfortunately, it really has to be done right.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do it is, I think, we're going to ask them to really slow down for us.
I think they will. I also think we're going to incorporate AI. Because AI can connect dots we have no ability to. So I think AI is the next.
Yeah, but AI can't read your mind. That's where it's not in writing. It's coming through telepathy.
I think they can access AI. I think that's where it will happen, is that there will be an intermediary that we will have to develop or work through to be able to make that next, you know, to connect the dots. And I just, for one thing, if I have AI, if I have the ability to, with my computer, have certain things come through that I haven't originated, and it isn't coming from, you know, my computer being corrupted, then there's another ability here, because we are electrical, and our electromagnetic connection, they are too. And so there's a way to get this done without having to burn out a human who is not on the same level. I do think they're going to have to slow it down in some way and find out. I mean, that's my own gut on that, is that we're almost there. and that they know how to work this, and they know us better than we know ourselves. They know what we're capable of, and they know where we're not going to be able to meet the level of expertise or, you know, a performance that's required to make this next leap. But what I've got from the beginning was we have to improve our telepathic skills. That was the one thing that was primary and focus over everything else. You have to improve telepathically. To me, that's the important in terms of human development. But I believe AI is in the picture for a reason, and I believe it was given to us.
Yeah.
So, and in terms of having a tool, and the tool isn't where it needs to be yet, but it will be. I don't know that it has to be telepathic. I just think they have to have an available vessel to operate. And once it gets there, then it isn't about AI. It's about what's activating AI. In terms of language, I mean, it's way beyond us. It's fast. And that's where that's why I'm thinking, well, you know, once they get the vessel that's built for this, then there is the ability to incorporate and optimize through their ability to work with us, then seeing this as another alternative to basically providing information or accessing information, because we're the ones programming the AI.
I mean, I guess if you could do a lot of it in writing and translate whatever, it's not really a written language that I could say, like, oh yeah, we could negotiate using like written language and translate it. I don't think so yet. It's actually easier to communicate with them in tones in language, but that's another story altogether.
So they're fast, they communicate telepathically, and they use sound. I'll be talking with Meg again. In other words, telepathy is really important. The more we improve our telepathic skills, the better our chances that we can communicate with ETs and others who may not necessarily use a form of language that we're familiar with. The interesting thing about that is recently there was a study that discovered whales have language. How did we interpret it, or how did we communicate? How did we converse? AI. The AI program was able to interpret, translate the communication. There was actually a 20-minute conversation with a whale named Twain. Fascinating. Okay, so that might be a bridge that we can use to make the leap and converse with other species who have no form of language that we are familiar with, but we can create an interface using AI. Meg's next book is Psychic Archaeology in Sedona. Her website, metaphysicalnewyork.com. So talking to an ET, telepathy is the key. And we have to be a whole lot faster. Thanks for listening.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.